Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Like the guy trying to sell you monster truck tickets. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. What a great day Sunday is going to be for Bay Area sports. Two playoff games, two baseball games, all happening in our own backyard. It might feel like rush hour a little bit on the highways and byways this coming Sunday. First of all, it's Easter Sunday. Got a lot of people going to Aunt whoever or Grandma whoever's for Easter Sunday. You're going to have at noon, well, 12:30 technically. Technically, we'll go ahead and tell you when Warriors warm-up begins.
So at 11.
At 11. That's when I expect you to be by your radio, if not technically at 9 a.m. for the special NBA this week that Matt Stymitz and John Dickinson will be hosting live from Oracle on Sunday. Kerry Keating and I will be in at 11. We're going to take you to noon at Tim Roy. At 12 o'clock, Tim Roy takes over. And then at 12:30, basketball takes over. Later that Saturday, we're going to have Sunday.
Sunday.
Sunday. We're going to have the A's playing, we're going to have the Giants playing, and a little Sharks playoff hockey for you as the series shifts back.
I'm calling it a day of balls and bunnies. Lots of balls everywhere, lots of bunnies everywhere.
Of course you come up with the single most adorable slogan in the history of Sundays. Balls and bunnies. They used to have something like that at the Playboy Mansion, but it wasn't for kids.
No. This one you can take your families to. In fact, I encourage it.
Do you want Warrior playoff tickets? Would you like them for free? If I were you, I would keep my ear on 95.7 The Game this hour. Sounds like a clue. Sounds like a clue that I will play for you Tim Roy on acid this hour at some point in time when you hear the very distinct sounder. If you haven't even heard it yet, don't worry. You'll know what it is when you hear it. The first person. Well, actually, that's not true. Caller number 9 for Andre Iguodala, who has been a Finals MVP. Caller number 9 at 888-957-9570. When you hear Tim Roy on acid, we do have a pair of playoff tickets to Game 1 in the upper deck to give you. How about a get-in price for free? Would you like that?
That's a great deal.
Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Yeah, it sure does. Hey, Damon, with the playoffs coming up on, well, really tomorrow, good texter, but he says they start on Sunday. The Warriors start on Sunday. The actual NBA playoffs start tomorrow. We got eight games this weekend, four coming up tomorrow, four coming up on Sunday. Says, can I get a little round ball rock? Oh, yes, you can. Playoff weekend, baby. Here it is. I'm excited. I really, really am. This is my favorite time of year, one of my favorite times of year. Absolutely love it. Do you think this is like Steve Kerr's alarm, like radio alarm when it goes off in the morning? Like, I don't know what time Steve gets up. Maybe he's like, I'm going to even pin early riser on him about 6:30 a.m. Good morning.
He's definitely an early riser.
Let's find out for sure. We're very happy to welcome in the playoff bound. Of course, Steve Kerr, courtesy of Stephen Creek Toyota in San Jose. It's where the deals are, and all Warrior guests sound better if you're wearing JBL wireless headphones, the official sound of the Golden State Warriors, and 95.7 The Game. Are you an early riser, Coach?
I am. I am. Usually 6:30, 7, somewhere in there.
Nice. I even nailed the time. Now, do you wake up to Round Ball Rock by John Tesh?
Have you ever seen the video?
Yes.
Him on the cruise ship. Isn't that, it's fantastic.
When he plays the idea off of his own answering machine to himself,
yes, it's brilliant, and I got to tell you, it is the best song. I mean, I remember, you know, even the way back old time song on CBS when I was like 10 years old. That was a good song too, but the John Tesh one, that's the best. It's the best one the NBA's ever had.
Right.
I wish they'd go back to it. I'm sure he'd love to resell the rights to them, but I don't know. There's got to be some legal hang up.
Well, I think it's so identified with NBC that it would confuse people if you started playing it on another network.
Yeah.
And if I'm NBC, I'm just saving that for the one day we bid on the NBA again. I know there's like a few billion dollars in years to go for that to come around. But anyways, it's great to talk to you again, Steve. And without getting ahead of ourselves, congratulations on a well-laid plan regular season. And it really feels like everything went according to plan, minutes-wise, relationship-wise, production-wise. You even outproduced, I think, what a lot of people expected defensively. It was a spectacular regular season, and congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, and I agree. I mean, I don't think we could have drawn it up much better. And I told Kevin this, and that, you know, even at his expense, that injury was actually really good for us because it forced a lot of people to step up and play better, forced us to lock in. I think it gave a lot of confidence to players who had to fill in for him when he was out. And I think in the end, you know, being out those 20 games, he's coming back now fresh and fired up. I think we're heading into the playoffs on a really good note, not only our team, but Kevin in particular. And so we're in a really good spot. Now we got to take advantage of it.
No, you do. And I'm guessing, with all the respect that you guys have for Dame Lillard, you're not exactly walking around your locker room posting Blazers in six. Boy, was he set up by his own broadcast team for that, or what?
Yeah, this is modern media, you know. I mean, you can't answer anything today without it becoming, you know, a headline. And I mean, we've all been asked those questions where, you know, sometimes it's in jest or they set you up, and you all of a sudden you say something and it's a headline. And you know, trust me, we don't look into that at all.
Any sweep you'd like to predict in the name of that vein?
I see what you did there. That was good.
Thank you. Touche. Steve Kerr here on 95.7 The Game. So what is the designed play to improvised in the moment ratio on these JaVale McGee alley-oops?
Oh, that's a good question. It kind of depends on, who's out there. I think, Draymond will find him frequently.
He's looking for it. You can tell he's looking for it.
He's looking for it. Draymond loves that. Andre also looks for it. We obviously, do have a lot of design plays to get him, you know, running to the rim, because even when he doesn't catch the lob, he's taking a defender with him, and sometimes it'll open up, you know, a shooter on the backside of the play or whatever. So he's become a really good threat for us. We have a great passing team. We have a lot of guys who will find him. And even if it's just, a broken play or, you know, whatever, just an improvisation. So it's good stuff.
Yeah, it's nice that you give him the credit and your players credit for doing it too. But some of these, Steve, I swear to God, he's taken like one or two steps towards the hash, feigning disinterest, kind of lulling defense asleep. And then he's got such a long stride. He's, you know, two steps, he's at the rim ready to go. Some of that is, you've been playing in practice, haven't you?
Well, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, his physical gifts are so perfect for that kind of play. And he's, you know, he's been in the league now for a long time, so he understands angles and he understands kind of who has the ball, where they are, and when he needs to make his break for the hoop. And then he's gotten comfortable playing with our team, with our guys. But JaVale, he's great. I mean, he's one of my favorite players that I've been around in all my years playing, coaching. He's an absolute joy. He's a crack up, a great sense of humor. He has just a great way about him. I mean, I can, you know, not play him for a couple games and he doesn't get down, and throw him out there the next game and he produces and he has fun and his teammates love him. A fantastic pro and somebody who's added a lot to our team.
It feels like there isn't a single player who didn't meet their expectations or exceed them in one way or form this entire year. Some guys have had some struggle spots, but really in the final examination, with the playoffs to come, of course, we haven't even started the final yet, but in the final examination of the regular season, it's impossible to see where it went wrong for one guy, mm-hmm. one person. You know, even Damian Jones, who didn't have much of a presence, I heard the organization is thrilled with what he's done in the D-League.
Yeah, he had a great run down there, and I would agree with you. And I think that, you know, the biggest thing is we've got great players, and when your best players like to play together and like to move the ball, then it makes everybody else better. You know, I was in Phoenix when Steve Nash was there winning his MVPs. He, like every guy that we brought in, had his best season playing with Nash and playing that style and that system. And I think we have something similar here because of Steph and Draymond and Clay and KD. You know, these guys all want to move the ball. Andre is, you know, fantastic in terms of spreading the ball around. And when you get all your best guys who are constantly cutting and moving and sharing the ball and taking joy in other people's success, it generally means that everybody's going to succeed individually, and that's what's happened.
You know, a buddy of mine who's a Phoenix Suns fan used to say, I never understood that microfracture surgery meant that you were removing Steve Nash from Amari Stoudemire. It had nothing to do with the knees.
Yeah, Nash was amazing. And the year before he got there, the Suns had Stoudemire and Marion and Joe Johnson, and I think they won, you know, 28 games. And those guys were all great players, but you know, sometimes you need the one guy who's going to tie it all together, and that was Nash, and then that team grew together. And you know, Steph Curry is similar, very similar to Nash. And I think when you have a guy like that who controls the ball and is so dynamic, it makes the game much easier on everybody. Even an incredibly gifted team like ours, the impact that Steph makes can never just be told with the numbers. I mean, He makes such an influence on every one of our players and makes the game so much easier on all of them.
Steve Kerr here on 95.7 The Game, defending Dame Lillard. It's a handful. He's one of my favorite players to watch in the NBA who's not wearing a Warriors jersey. What is the plan to slow him and McCollum down without gassing your backcourt trying to slow them down?
Yeah, the first thing, you can't get discouraged. You know, you have to understand that both those guys are going to hit tough shots. And what you have to do is try to make them take tough shots. So, you know, don't turn the ball over and give them transition layups, transition wide open threes, because that gets them going. And then, you know, there's certain hot spots and certain actions that they like to run as a team. And obviously we've been going over those the last couple of days. You try to keep them away from those comfort spots and force them into areas where maybe they're you know, the field goal percentage isn't quite as high. And then trust that over the course of the game, if you continue to play those odds and you know, don't foul them and don't give them the easy ones, that over the course of the game, the odds will work out in your favor. They're still going to get their numbers, but you just make it as hard as possible.
Are you planning to see Nurkic in game one?
You know, we'll see. I mean, I think the fact that game two isn't till Wednesday, I'd be shocked if he didn't play by Wednesday, you know, just judging by the reports. You know, he said today that, you know, he feels like he's ready to play. You know, I know as a coach, you know, sometimes you want to take that extra precaution. And when the guy says he's ready, maybe you give him a few more days. So who knows? Maybe he skips game one and plays game two. We don't know. All we can do is guess and, you know, prepare for both, and that's what we've been doing.
You said that you like the Sunday start. Do your players feel the same way, or are they already chomping at the bit and as excited as fans are to get this going?
Well, I think they're ready to go. They probably would have preferred to play tomorrow just to get right to it. But as a coaching staff, I like having the extra day to prepare. We had a good practice today. We actually scrimmaged and got up and down the floor for some rhythm. And then we'll use tomorrow more like a shoot-around because it's a 12:30 game on Sunday. You know, we'll go through strategy and everything tomorrow and walk through some stuff. But I think it's given us the right amount of rest and preparation, and we should be good to go for Sunday afternoon.
If a lack of time off in between games in the regular season leads to rest, does all this time off in between games kind of change your philosophy to minutes, schminutes?
Well, I mean, you're definitely more inclined to play a guy 40 minutes rather than 34 in a playoff game if the situation calls on it, because you're not worried about the next game or the long haul. So that could be the case, but I like what we do. I like that we play a lot of people. I'm planning on doing that again, and you know, if something's working, I'll stay with it. If something's not working, I'm more likely to go away from it quicker. kind of how the playoffs work. But, you know, what I like about our team is we're pretty adaptable, and we've got a lot of guys who can play multiple positions, and we'll find the right combination.
If you need to turn to Barnes, will he be ready to go in game one?
I don't think so. You know, he hasn't practiced yet. He got out on the floor and took some shots today. But I would say he's doubtful for Sunday. But that's the one thing with the break until Wednesday is it's good for Nurkic. It's also good for Barnes.
We're going to drop Gimme Some No Thank You because I have a playoff memory question for you.
All right.
What was the hardest series you faced when the Bulls were hanging banners? What was your hardest out?
Oh, that's a good one. It had to be the Pacers in 98 in the East Finals. The home team won every game of that series, so it went seven. It was the only time, I think, that when I was there anyway, that we ever went seven.
Yeah.
We had some tough series against Utah, a couple of them. They both went six, where they really played well and made everything tough every game. But the Pacers series was that was something. And a game seven to go to the finals was one of the most nerve-wracking experiences of my playing career. And turned out well for us. We won game seven at home and got to the finals, but that was a brutal series.
Do you remember when Kevin Duckworth was supposed to be the guy who was going to tip the balance of power in the NBA Finals?
Was he? I wasn't on that Bulls team.
Oh, that was you? All right. Oh, that's sorry. That was before your time. I thought I was talking to – welcome. We're talking to John Paxson here on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, there you go.
I know you were on the team this time around. How sick was Michael during the flu game? Was he really that sick, or should it be known as the dehydration game?
No, he was sick. We were staying up in Park City. There were no hotels in Salt Lake, and so we stayed up in Park City. We had a 45-minute drive down to the Delta Center every game and for practice, and the altitude probably didn't help, but he was sick as a dog. He had an IV going at shoot around that morning, and we were all worried that he wouldn't even play. And so all that stuff, it's not just folklore. I mean, that stuff was real, and he played an amazing game.
He was. I remember him getting carried off the court with Scotty, and he was gray. He actually looked gray that evening. It has been so much fun talking to you all season long, Coach. I hope we get to do this throughout the playoffs, too. I know your attention is certainly on other bigger things. The appetizer was incredible. 67 wins at least 3 years in a row is a new record. Congratulations to you, your entire staff, and the organization on that. But now it starts for real, and we cannot wait to watch this run. We think it's going to be spectacular, and we thank you as always. Good luck and good health to you and your team.
Yeah, thanks. And let me just say, Damon, first of all, I appreciate the show. It's always fun every week, and let's keep doing it during the playoffs. And just a thank you to our fans, because we have such a great home court advantage. And, with the playoffs starting, we just feel like other teams coming in here, when our fans are loud and obnoxious, maybe not vulgar, but just obnoxious and loud, we're at our best. So I'm going to ask the fans to bring it, just like our guys are going to bring it.
There's only one way to punctuate that. Steve, thanks an awful lot, buddy. Really appreciate
it. All right. Thanks, Damon.
Thank you. Steve Kerr, head coach of your Golden State Warriors. Really, really good stuff with him. He's the best. He's generous with his time, man. He really, really is. And it all starts, again, coming up Sunday. Man, I cannot wait. Cannot wait. Also on Sunday, again, you're going to get that guy home. He's on the road tonight. By the way, I couldn't believe this. I just clicked on the average home ticket prices for first-round NHL playoff games. Would you believe the number one ticket is over $600, the Toronto Maple Leafs. But, hey, it's Toronto, right?
Okay.
It's Toronto,
all
Toronto
right.
Maple Leafs. It is a $600 average home playoff price in round one. After that, it's the Edmonton Oilers. I guess that's what happens when you don't go to the playoffs since 2006.
Now they're hungry.
You know how many loonies and toonies you have to put together as a Canadian to get a boot that ticket?
Yeah.
Can I get a Canadian alphabet, please, to honor that, by the way? I'd really appreciate that, Elena, if you could.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, B, D, Q, R, S, T, U, F, N, D, WX.
Thank you. The cheapest. St. Louis Blues. Your average home playoff ticket in round one is just $146. What I cannot believe is they're followed by the Ducks. And then after that, the San Jose Sharks, in the most moneyed up city of all these cities, have the third least expensive playoff average ticket price in the first round. The San Jose Sharks, the average playoff ticket price is $177, according to TickPick. $177, that's not cheap, but I guess it's cheap for a playoff ticket. You know what also makes playoff tickets cheap? Well, when you take a beloved broadcaster and you put them on acid.
Oh my goodness.
Caller number 9 for Andre Iguodala's jersey. You are going to Game 1. Warriors, Trailblazers, 888-957-9570.
Oh my goodness.
And there you go. Good luck to you. The lines are open. Good luck. And when we come back, the other big story that we haven't even touched on this hour, Marshawn Lynch, a Raider, close, yes, no. Mike Silver had the story. The story changed, and he'll let us know why next. Welcome on back from the text line. Damon, my call wouldn't even go through. Well, yeah, there were a lot of people waiting to try to win those tickets. A lot of people tried to get those playoff tickets. That's what happens when you give away playoff tickets. People go nuts. We have a winner. Our winner is Suzette in Oakland, and we just wanted to see if she was excited. Suzette, thank you very much for listening. I hear you're going to the playoffs.
Yes, I am.
That is fantastic.
I'm ready, Damon.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I love it.
I'm bringing a toaster.
Oh, here's the thing. Be ready to take it back to your car. I don't know if they're going to let you in with a toaster, but that is fantastic. Suzette, you've been a Warrior fan for how long?
Forever.
That's fantastic.
That's all I can say. I am an Oaktown native, so I've been watching Warriors my whole life.
You were there when Marco Bellinelli was the best shot you had, in other words.
Yep, and I went to Oakland High, so I love Lillard just like you. Even though he's not a Warrior, I'm really excited.
Let me tell you, Suzette, we could not have had a better person win. I'm glad it's someone from Oakland. I'm glad it's someone who's got this team coursing through their veins. Albie has told me how excited you are about all this, so congratulations. I'm really happy for you. Enjoy the game, and if we indeed are outside, which I think we're going to be if the weather cooperates and we aren't pushed inside, please stop by the 95.7 The Game tent, if you can, so we can meet you.
I look forward to it.
Congratulations.
Have fun.
All right.
Suzette.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, Suzette. There you go. Congratulations. Oh, I should have asked her who he was.
I was just going to say, who's she taking?
Well, here's the thing. We didn't want her to leave it vague because Derek Papa was ready to pick up the phone and ask Suzette out on Saturday after. No, excuse me. He wanted to see if she was doing anything around 12:30 Sunday afternoon. She is now. Congratulations.
She's busy.
I know we are trying to track down Mike Silver because the other big story today is that around 12:30, it looked like Marshawn Lynch on Twitter was confirming the fact that he had signed to go and play with the Oakland Raiders. And then, unfortunately, that sort of fell apart. In an hour after that news broke, it looks like the I's have not all been dotted. The T's have not all been crossed. But we are, if signing Marshawn Lynch is a 10-mile journey, we're about 9.5 miles through that journey. At least that's the way it seems. The man who is all over the story from NFL Network, our friend Mike Silver, joins us here. And Mike, we won't keep you long. We're not going to ask you to do a draft preview. We just want to talk about Marshawn and why this was so close to happening and what's holding it up.
It's one of those weird, fluid things with many moving parts. And I believe some people in Marshawn Lynch's camp got very excited today. And I was one of those who got swept up in that. And perhaps, it is, as you suggested, I's and T's still need to be dotted and crossed. I'm confident this is happening. I don't think the compensation component with Seattle is going to be a big hold up. This is more to do with finalizing the terms under which Marshawn Lynch will be a Raider. And I expect an incentive-heavy contract that is not real heavy on the base. I think once that happens, it'll be a pretty seamless process, as Seahawks general manager John Schneider has suggested publicly, between him and Reggie McKenzie. And I know that Marshawn Lynch is very, very excited and is eagerly anticipating the moment when he can officially jump for joy.
What do the Seahawks expect back?
Not a lot. I think from the Seahawks' perspective, in layman's terms, they just want to be protected in the event that he looks like the Marshawn Lynch of a few years ago. In other words, when we say conditional picks, conditions would be like if he rushes for X amount of yards, if he goes to the Super Bowl, that type of thing. If he goes and does not have much of an impact, then the pick would probably disappear or become less valuable.
You know, it makes sense because, you know, he's intriguing. Who's not interested in whatever Marshawn Lynch has left? What do you really think, though, Mike, he's got left? You know, a year off for some guys means they're a year off from being a good running back. I could see how a year off for this guy, who always played angry, could breathe a little life back in his legs.
Yeah, I mean, he's an enigma anyway, and there's really, you know, there haven't been too many runners like him. So, he's at an age where running backs tend to decline. On the other hand, no wear and tear during the time off. I'm told he's in great shape, and he has had a propensity to be able to get into very good shape. I know that he'll be an excited, engaged Marshawn Lynch, which is important. And, we're talking about a team with a very good offensive line and an obvious threat of being able to throw the ball. So it's not like he's showing up on a team where they're going to be 8-9 in the box on every play. So I think it's set up theoretically for him to be a successful part of what could be a really good season. And then, of course, the other piece of this is just it makes such good business sense. Obviously, the Raiders and Oakland in a very awkward situation for this season and perhaps beyond, from a marketing perspective, to be able to bring a hometown hero who has so much affection for the city and is so inextricably linked with it in terms of, you know, what he's done in that community. That's great for Mark Davis. That's great for Raider fans, or Oakland Raider fans specifically. So I get it. It makes a lot of sense. But make no mistake, the driving force behind all of this is that Marshawn Lynch, who has had moments where he hasn't been super excited overtly to be out there in certain football contexts, he is beyond pumped for this to happen.
Did you give your boy Steve Kerr a call this week and say, hey coach, two down low? What about your boy?
Well, I'm not going to reveal the recent text conversations we've been having, but he's in a really good place, and he's really, really excited for the playoffs to get rolling. And, I know a lot of fans are too, including myself. So, it couldn't have worked out any better. When we saw Kevin Durant's leg buckle like that, everybody thought the worst.
Yeah.
And that would have been a crushing blow. And you go back to the opening game where they came out and got it handed to him by the Spurs, and everyone said, whoa. And then, you know, is Kevin Durant meshing in, and are they adjusting? And they've lost so many guys. They've lost that interior defense. You know, they've come a long, long way to the point where they could really make a statement without Durant, during that long streak, and then now theoretically weave him in. So I'm really pumped. I'll be listening to 95.7 a ton when I'm not by a television set.
Look, I'm working that station plug and promo. That is a professional, a man who knows how to get it done. Mike Silver here on the Damon Brew Show. Okay, I lied. I do have one draft question. Are the Browns really going to mess around with Trubisky at one?
I would say that one is to be determined. I know that almost any NFL talent evaluator that I know would say to me, don't play around there. Myles Garrett is the clear number one. It's a silly discussion. I know there are many people in the Browns building who feel that way, one of whom may or may not wear a headset on Sundays, but it's unclear how the process is going to play out, and this may be one where Jimmy Haslam, the owner, ultimately has to decide philosophically, which philosophy he agrees with. But if I had to guess. I would guess that Myles Garrett will be the number one pick and that the Browns will take him. But, you know, it's a strange time before the draft. I think people tend to overthink things, not just fans and people in my business, but people on the inside as well. So I would love to be inside those Browns draft meetings the next week or two, because it's going to be some very interesting discussion.
Yeah, the fly on the wall's got a really good seat. There's no doubt about it. Always appreciate it, Mike. Thank you very much for joining us late today with absolutely no plans or obligation. You took our call, buddy. Thank you.
Always, of course. Hopefully I'm just sitting there nerding out to the Warriors like the rest of your listeners very soon.
I hope so. We can geek out about it next week at some point in time. Mike Silver, NFL Network, thanks very, very much to him. So, again, he really thinks that Marshawn, the Raiders, it's going to happen. Whatever is the source of holding this up, that source will be negotiated quickly. And by the way, for those who I'm sure flocked to Twitter to be like, oh, Mike Silver, you got the story wrong. Your source is a dirt. Yeah, it looked like his source was Marshawn Lynch, who thought that this was done.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good guy to trust. Hey, are you a Raider? Yes, I am. Okay, Marshawn Lynch is a Raider. So, I mean, it really looked like Marshawn thought it was a done deal. And, of course, when Mike picked up off of that, only to find out later that it indeed is not, there is zero embarrassment. You all wish you were as good at your jobs as Mike Silver is at his. He is fantastic. Good to have him. Great to have him. And when we come on back, since we haven't had much time, and we absolutely need to pay close attention to something that is near and dear to my heart. Don Sky! I'm about to clear up a little confusion that at least one listener has with my Don Sky! Scar! Tribute. An homage is really what it is. But we want to just let you know and remind you one last time this Friday afternoon that 95.7 The Game is everything you need if you're a Warrior fan throughout the playoffs. First of all, every single day that the Warriors are alive in the playoffs. So every day, Monday through Friday at noon, it's Warriors lunch between now and mid-June, because they're not going anywhere until the finals. And that is what's going to happen. We are going to have Greg Papa and Bonte Hill bringing you Warriors lunch starting Monday at noon and every weekday at noon through the 2017 playoff run. There's going to be great insiders. Joining the morning show is going to be Kalena Azubuike. Each and every time the Warriors play a game, he'll be joining them in the morning. We will have Steve Kerr on throughout the playoffs. We are certainly working to get players on when we can, and we are just going to be all over this. Beginning Sunday, we got Matt Steimitz, John Dickinson, out at Oracle. Kerry Keating and I will be there with Warrior Warm-Up. That's going to start at 11 a.m., so a little coffee with Damon and Kerry.
Nice.
Breakfasts. Little breakfast. And we are so excited. We are really, really, really excited. Obviously, with all due respect to the San Jose Sharks, who are on our sister station, KFOX, and with all due respect to that one kick in the nuts in Kansas City the A's had put on them, this is our first playoff game as a flagship on 95.7 The Game. Right?
Athletics. We had
Damon Bruce era.
Damon Bruce era.
Damon Bruce era.
Damon Bruce era. 100. This for you. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, the Raiders, but they don't count anymore because they're moving to Las Vegas. So I don't think of them when I think about Bay Area sports. See how that works? We'll figure out what Marshawn Lynch is doing to sign with some random NFL team. And when we have the news, we'll let you know. So, Damon, I love you, but are you throwing shade at my boy, Dan Ruzanowski? I can't tell. Am I taking offense where there is none? I feel like you're mocking his call. Ruzanowski is the man. Oh, concerned listener, let me alleviate whatever, ever disinformation you're receiving from Don Sky. Scott. First of all, just the name, Jonas Donskoy, is an incredible name.
It's good.
It's about as perfect a hockey name as you're going to run into in your life. The only thing that sounds more like a hockey player is Wayne Gretzky. Like, Wayne Gretzky was never going to go into insurance. That guy was going to go play hockey no matter what. He was all about it. And Jonas Donskoy. I don't know what it is, the way that it just rolls off the tongue. And then to punctuate it with what I think is my homage to Dan Ruzanowski. Dan Ruzanowski doesn't say score. Scar is what he says. And he is one of my favorites.
Oh,
he's one of my favorites.
Good guy.
Whenever the Sharks are playing and I'm driving home, I throw him on just saying, give me a goal. Give me a goal. Just give me one goal. So I get Scar. Give me a Joel Ward goal.
Neutral zone play. Let's see what Donskoy does with it.
Donskoy.
He's across the line, drops it backwards to Burns again on the point. He shoots wide. Down to 8 seconds on the power play. One last chance. Donskoy behind.
Donskoy.
Goes for the wrap in front. They score!
Scar!
Joel Ward in the front of the net gets that feed from Donskoy on the wraparound attempt. And with 3 seconds left in the power play, the Sharks are on the board.
Gah! What another? Give me more goals!
And Hansen just dumps it to an open spot in the corner. Hurdle will get it back because Martin pinched. Hurdle behind the net, twisting. Moving out in front of the net, has a chance. Drives the net, save made. Rebound, score! Paul Martin on the rebound. He started the play, and he finished it. That ties the game at 2. And the Sharks score in a 4-on-4 situation.
I'm dead serious that when I keep going back to this Donskoy, Scar thing, I'm not doing it for you. This is for me. I will walk around in my, I don't know what you do when the show's over for you. Hopefully you go and have a normal life. The show never ends for me, Gianna.
No, it
doesn't.
The
show never ends in my own mind. The show just keeps going. You only have to deal with me for 4 hours. I deal with me for 24 hours a day. Sometimes I wish I had an off button for this guy. I swear to God. I will sit around. You know the song like, cuando, 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 cuando? You know that song? Is like,
I think so,
it's,
yeah.
I mean, it's not even a song that you really hear anywhere, but it's like a famous, like, just a, I will be doing dishes. I swear to God. I will be doing dishes at home and just over the sink, I'll be saying to myself, Donskoy, 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 Donskoy. Donskoy, 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 Donskoy. I can't turn it off. I wish I could turn my brain off. I can't stop thinking about this stuff. We already gave away the tickets and people are still calling left and right. We've given away our Warrior tickets, but you know, we were sitting around. How do you come up with a way to give the Warrior tickets away? Does anyone else in the building say, let's go Tim Roy on acid? No, that was
no.
me.
That was you.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
I have been doing a Tim Roy impression like at home. With my wife. My wife will walk in the door with a bag of groceries. It's a very terrible thing to say with my wife. But every now, but that's what excites me. If she's just walking in with her purse, I don't give a damn about the purse. But if she comes in with a bag of something, I'll be like, oh, my, what's in the bag?
But you know what it is for us, too, here in studio? Because the expressions on your face, it's not just how you sound. You actually have movement and how you smile and the way your face is when you say it. It's definitely funny.
Donskoy makes me happy.
I mean, if you think it's funny, you should see it from my chair.
Oh my, what's in the bag? Wow.
Animated. You're very animated. That's what it is.
The end of 9 after a little lovemaking. Just roll over. Oh my.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my! Elevations and Satan. Look, man, I don't even like the Sharks as much as I like the word Donskoy. I got to be totally honest with you. I'm in this for the Donskoy. The Sharks are merely just the cracker the Donskoy rides to my mouth. Oysters are nothing more than delivery for ketchup and crackers, right?
That's true.
The Sharks are my Donskoy delivery vehicle, my preferred Donskoy delivery vehicle. And I'm excited, man. It was really fun to watch them because sports are at its best when something you don't expect happens, happens. And I honestly thought the Sharks were going to, like, maybe get scrapped. I totally thought the Sharks were going to come back to San Jose down 0-2.
Nope.
There's a chance to come back to San Jose up 2-0. Meanwhile, Damon, if you're doing impressions, can we get a Ralph? I feel like the Sharks need a home game.
And you can join me down on the glass, and you can go ahead and just tell everybody right now. You're very excited about, you know, hopefully Logan Couture's teeth are, you know, you picked him up and you put him in his pocket. He'll be able to get his teeth reinstalled when the playoffs are over. And in the meantime, legs are not supposed to bend like that. So we're just with Jumbo Joe, and we're thinking about Joe. And I'll be down in the glass if you need me. Go Sharks. You know what I'm saying? They take care of us. Is what I'm trying to tell you, Tommy. We went up to Calgary, and they just it was incredible. The Flames fans, they're incredible up there. I loved them. Sharks are good. Yeah, go Sharks.
I love that guy. I love Ralph and Donskoy. Damon, can you do an impression of Ralph doing Donskoy? No. Now you've got hockey inception impressions, and we can't do that. That's too much on a Friday afternoon. We do have to talk a little bit about my man Mo Harkless just for a second here. I got enough time. So everybody's heard the phrase, you know, you got to shoot your shot. Got to shoot your shot. Well, Mo Harkless decided that his shot selection was going to directly affect his bank account, and so he made a decision. I believe the phrase that the kids like to say is, I ain't mad at you. Mo Harkless, I am not mad at you. I am not. The Blazers, they finished hard to get into the playoffs. As a matter of fact, since the NBA All-Star break, the Golden State Warriors lead the NBA in wins. Guess who's second? It's the Portland Trailblazers.
Oh, okay.
Portland closed like a freight train to get into the 8th seed. They really did. So as they're closing like a freight train, Mo Harkless had an incentive built into his contract that paid him $500,000 if he shot above 35% from three-point range. He entered game number 78 of the season, shooting 35.1% from three-point range and didn't attempt a three over his last four games of the year. It's like in the movie Summer School when Chainsaw and Dave have a 100-word essay that they have to turn in, and they're like, very, 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 very good. 100 words right on the dot. There you go. That's basically what he's doing right there. I can't say I blame the guy. Think about it. The only thing you can do shooting another three is lose money. I mean, if you hit it, you won't, but if you miss it.
Sure.
For every three you miss, you better hit at least two more along the rest of the way. So he met his contractual obligation and was like, you know what? I'm calling it a year from beyond the arc. There it is right there. I'm done. Now, as the Trailblazers were pushing themselves into the playoffs, did his teammates know about this? Did he walk up into the locker room and say, guys, look, I got $500,000 with my name on it right now, unless, of course, I miss another three or go on a cold shooting streak here. So if you're going to the rim and the defense sucks in on you and you're either going to finish or kick it out to me, just finish.
Because
if you see me standing alone in a corner, I'm not even going to catch the pass, man. I'm going to let that thing go out of bounds. Here's another question that I had when I heard about this Mo Harkless tale. Imagine if you're an opponent who knew about that. Like you had an advanced contractual incentive scout that knew that Harkless was sitting on 35.1 and 35 catches him a million, so there's no way he's going to shoot another one. If you knew that, would you have held off him, basically daring Mo to shoot, knowing that he had $500,000 reasons not to? That would have been some good inside baseball, in this case basketball, but you know what I'm saying. We're going to have one segment left before Chris Townsend, our buddy, comes on in to take you up to a little A's dugout show tonight. Kendall Graveman, Dallas Keuchel. It's coming to you from a tarpless coliseum, which sounds pretty good to me. But we do have to talk about the passing of a bona fide NFL icon. It happened yesterday, and we're going to talk about it next. Going to get you to the A's dugout show coming up in just a handful of minutes here. Chris Townsend going to get you ready for a little A's baseball from a tarpless coliseum. And an upper deck full of fans. Not emptiness and embarrassment for the first time in a long time. So I am happy about that. Hopefully they get a great crowd out there tonight. It's a nice night for baseball. A great weekend for sports here in the Bay Area. By the way, we're just talking about great hockey names and how I love the name Donskoy. Guy was like, on the text line here, is like, Damon, Yamir Yager, Pavel Datsyuk, Devin Setoguchi. These are all great hockey names. Yeah, they are. Timu Solani. Steve Yzerman. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there are some great hockey names. Chris Chelios. A good name. Eric Lindros. It sounded like a hockey name, didn't it? That's some great names in hockey. There's also some really, 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 really hard to pronounce names in hockey, which I think cools people off on it just a little bit. Oh, for sure. Yeah, just a little bit.
For sure.
Sometimes you get a name and it's like, who scored a goal? Be like, I don't know. Just say that they won. How do you pronounce that? I don't know. This should really be a spectacular weekend as long as we don't enter World War III, which is got about a single-digit percentage of happening. It's nuts. World's a little nuts right now. Be nice if we tweeted with a little bit more diplomacy because, you know, the world's watching.
It's just step away from the Twitter sometimes.
God
it's
almighty.
It's good advice.
God almighty. When you are sitting on the greatest military threat in the history of the planet, you don't need to threaten anyone. Everyone knows. We had an NFL legend who absolutely was a diplomat, who absolutely was a guy who understood how when you run something, you do it confidently and you do it quietly and you do it subtly. An absolute legend passed away yesterday. Steelers chairman Dan Rooney, one of the most powerful and beloved owners in all of sports. He passed away at the age of 84, a very, very powerful voice in the room. He was out of the public eye. He helped settle two player strikes. He also fought to give more opportunities for minority coaches to ascend in the NFL to head coach, and that actually became known as the Rooney Rule. You've probably discussed the Rooney Rule 100 times, not knowing really where it came from. It was Dan Rooney who was the owner of the Pittsburgh Steelers. He was elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2000. He's survived by his wife of 65 years,
wow.
Patricia, as well as 7 children, 20 grandchildren, 5 great-grandchildren. He even had 4 brothers. What Dan Rooney really did was turn the Steelers into what you know them as today. And he did it when Pittsburgh needed a shot in its arm more than ever, when the steel mills were closing all over Western Pennsylvania. The city became very depressed, very unemployed, and he made it easy for people to go to Steelers games. 2 reasons, price-wise and product-wise. Here are the 3 coaches that Dan Rooney hired when the decision was his. You ready? Chuck Knoll, Bill Cowher, Mike Tomlin. I mean, come on. Each one of those guys has gone to and won a Super Bowl. Each one of those guys has got their team to an AFC title game, obviously, in a decade. I mean, it is wildly impressive what he did, who he was, a true gentleman. He was named by President Obama the ambassador to Ireland. The man was known as a heck of a diplomat. President once said he's a model citizen and someone who represents the United States with dignity and grace on the world stage. Oh, memories. Nostalgia. One of the most memorable quotes I'm talking about. This is one of the single greatest compliments any man in charge, any woman in charge could ever receive. And it happened when Mean Joe Green inducted Dan Rooney into the Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. What a great line he had about Dan Rooney. Mean Joe Green said, "Dan has always led with humility. When things go as planned, Dan is in the background. When things don't go as planned, he's in the forefront." Think about the owners that you now know in sports and how many of them will be the first to the podium to tell you how great this thing has gone and how many of them are impossible to find when things are going wrong. Chad York, excuse me, I had a little something in my throat right there. You know, Jed would hide behind the, I let my coach do my speaking for me during the regular season. But that's only because things were going bad. You were much more present and vocal during winning seasons and then were nowhere to be found when the bottom fell out. You know, there's something to be blending into the background when the success is for other people. And then when something goes wrong, you step up and you face the music.
Yeah.
That's who Dan Rooney was. And, you know, all I can tell you is that that is a true, true, bona fide, real deal, one of the most important owners in the history of sports, much less just the NFL. And respect is the only word attached to his passing. A universal respect. Gianna, what are the chances of me dying and being offered universal respect? That's not a good shot. No way. No way.
Yeah, you never know.
It's the life I've chosen. I understand. I really do. So.
Different era, too. You know, I mean, I think people weren't so me, me, me.
Oh, what are you kidding me? A much different era.
It's about
a much different era. All I can tell you right now is there would have been no amount of economic trouble the city of Oakland could ever have or ever afford to not give the Raiders help to build. Dan Rooney, if he had owned the Raiders, would have never, ever, 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 I could do this to the end of the show, ever have moved them, ever. But he voted to move. Sure, well, it wasn't his problem then, but there's no way. There's no way. I will say this, and I almost do it begrudgingly. There's a really good story on ESPN.com about how the whole Vegas deal came together. It's a long-form piece. It's got to be about 15,000 words. It's a long read. If you're interested in the details of how it all either came together or fell apart, whichever, I guess, way you're looking at it, it's very interesting. Seth Wickersham and someone else, he has a co-host on this, a co-writer anyways on it, but I can't remember who the other person is. I apologize. It's really worth your time. If you haven't had the chance to read it, you should read it. Some of the things that we're going to get into next week, obviously, oh, it's going to be fun, man. It's going to be an awful lot of fun. We're going to have playoff games to review come Monday and a few days off in between playoff games to get to the other major sporting event that is right around the corner, and that's called the NFL Draft. So next week's theme is basically playoffs and football. Do you like
Sweet.
That? I'm sold on that. Don Sky? Scar? Yeah, I'd be sold on that too if that happens. Thanks very much for tuning in today. A great group of guests. John Morosi. Thanks very much to Gary St. Jean, Alex Pavlovich, Steve Kerr, Mike Silver. Gianna, fun week. Thank you very much. Thank you, Bouton Vixen. Thank you very much, Albie. Great job all around. We're going to be back, well, Sunday to get you ready for a little playoff basketball. But back here on Monday for sure, getting you ready for a big week of sports and an awful lot to go over. Thanks so much for tuning in. Have a great, safe, and fun weekend. Chris Townsend and the A's Dugout Show is coming up next. In the meantime, remember, sports don't build character. They reveal it.
And like that, he's gone.
Danskoy, 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 danskoy.
Sky!
Oh, bye.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.